Hey, are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat and Three is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York, and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat and Three.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.
Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to heritageradionetwork.com.
Today's Mike and Judy show is brought to you by Roberta's. You like that one? It's because Roberta's is pretty awesome, right? And Mike, there's Mike and there's Judy. Right? It's pretty good. What is Roberta's? We make food.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Streaming live from the County of Kings, Brooklyn, New York City, on the Heritage Radio Network. Are you ready for the fastest half hour on the internet today? It's the Mike and Judy Show, spanning the globe for high-minded hijinks and lowbrow kicks to bring you the best in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and nuclear fission. They're too bad for radio and too good looking for television. And now, here they are, to pluck the low-hanging fruit of the literati, your hosts, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
All right, Judy.
It's the big game day. Yay!
And there it is, that big fascist imperialist football music. Jack, kill that shit, because today is our anti-Super Bowl alternative programming joint, also known as our big gay Super Bowl party, or Madonna Ball.
I just watched the new Madonna video.
Yeah, what
I'm
do you think?
Not a fan. I can't believe she had football players in it. That's such a sellout. It was just all geared towards the Super Bowl. Madonna is a crass commercial beast, and I love her for it, but this was just pushing it too far.
My question is the NFL so hard up for fans they need to have a halftime show with a star whose demographic is gay men and middle-aged women?
Of course, and it's also going to get all of the gay kids involved, so you can get them young and...
Snap those towels in the locker room. Our guest today, our very special guest, is our good friend Jerry Portwood. He's the managing editor of Out Magazine.
Since I'm a professional gay, I guess I had to be here for your gay Super Bowl.
You're also the only one of us who's ever played football, I believe.
I did. I played football until I was about 12 years old, and then I told my dad that I needed more time to read books, and he said okay. He let me stop playing football.
Were you singing in the chorus at the same time?
I was singing in the chorus, and I was playing. I was a tackle. I was a big kid, so
were
I was
really?
Always a defensive tackle.
You're like
tackle.
A slim guy.
Well, that's when you become a professional gay. That's one of your jobs is to
like Simon Doonan says.
Exactly.
You have to keep slim.
So, but before we go any further, Judy, I'd like as a new feature of our show is your lovely singing voice, which has gotten such a response from our listenership. Unbelievable. The letters,
the emails,
the telegrams, the boxes
P. Diddy,
of candy.
P. Diddy is courting me.
Would you sing the national anthem for us today?
Yes.
Do you know the words?
No.
Wait, you got Whitney?
Same thing. We'll get Whitney on the backing track.
Okay.
Because I know you love Whitney Houston so much.
I love Whitney. I love her.
She's really young here.
And she's been with the gays too, Whitney, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't love Whitney?
She's got a tracksuit on.
Can you see?
Is it Judy Gray?
Yes, it's amazing.
You know what's amazing is this actually became like a single. And
really?
It was like a hit single.
Really?
Well, it was after Roseanne already upset everyone, so then they had to find the one that they...
Well, I think Roseanne got a sandbag just to sort of make this stand out in stark contrast.
Yeah.
You know, there have been some pretty remarkable versions of the Star Spangled Banner throughout the years. Marvin Gaye, certainly. Maybe that's from an NBA game, I believe, but that was pretty revolutionary.
Harry.
Steven Tyler pissed some people off recently.
So I understand.
Yeah. I only see Steven Tyler with those saggy man boobs. The picture that just came out.
You see, this country is so confused. It didn't make any sense to me. Remember, Aerosmith did the Super Bowl halftime with Britney Spears. And where I come from, those two camps weren't supposed to ever get together.
No.
Hard rock, drug addicted, you know, sleazy, post-glam.
Well, Britney had her troubles with the drugs, too, you know.
She did.
You might recall.
Well, they did get together, but that was in the hotel room. We didn't see it on TV.
Thank God.
And now Madonna at fucking halftime? I mean...
Well, we had Janet.
Yeah,
we had
and her nipple.
Right, yeah. And Prince and his big purple penis guitar.
Prince was awesome, though, man.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. I mean, football, you know, this big macho jock culture, and here's this, like, it's sprightly purple elf. Is that what it is?
Something for the wives.
Why? Why do the wives know anything?
You know, maybe it's
kitchen,
just understood.
Making the 6-foot sub.
No, this is what always happened. I would be sitting there playing with my sister. My mom would come running into the room and say, "This halftime's on." And we'd all have to go and watch it. And then we'd go back to playing My Little Pony or whatever it was.
Which were the good halftime Super Bowls? I remember when I was living in Spain, the Super Bowl would come on late at night on some weird channel, and it was just a direct feed, so you didn't see any of the TV commercials, and it was weird, and it wasn't really part of the culture. And when Michael Jackson did the halftime show, it was so weird because the guys thought they were broadcasting a sporting event, and all of a sudden it turned into this kind of like gay rock concert, teeny bopper rock concert. And I remember there was just this odd silence from the announcers, not wondering what was going on, until Michael Jackson came out in this great bash of pyrotechnics, and the guy said "Hooter," which means like "Holy fuck!"
Right.
It just, you know, it's a complete disconnect to me, these halftime shows. I mean, I kind of get some of the Americana thing, if you know Tom Petty and Bruce Springsteen, I sort of almost understand that.
Well, I understand. I mean, Bruce Springsteen and Tom Petty and even Aerosmith or the Stones or something, but...
The Stones, like, you know, featuring the most feted junkie in history. To me, it's like, you know, this hypocrisy and this disconnect, having guys, you know, like Prince and Madonna and, you know, these people that typically jock culture rejects this sort of music and dance culture, and then they sort of embrace it all of a sudden. They look the other way at the half-bolt show.
Well, but is it any different than cheerleaders? I mean, cheerleaders are just as cheesy and pop. And
but they show booby.
Yeah.
I have to say really quick, when Prince was playing, all my friends, of course, were like, "Oh, Prince, he sucks," whatever. And then by the end of the performance, they're like, "Holy shit, that guy can fucking shred a guitar."
Yeah.
They had no idea.
Oh, youngsters. Yeah. Jack, but, you and your...
And his pace.
For the record, I like Prince. I always have.
I was trying to remember when the commercials became the biggest draw, though. I was thinking...
Yeah, who gives a shit?
But I remember in like 99, 2000 during the web time where suddenly we were like, oh, we have to watch that sock puppet because it's like a multi-million dollar sock puppet commercial.
And they're doing previews of the commercials
exactly.
On YouTube. I mean, the only time I ever sort of watched the Super Bowl, I was telling Jerry, is me and my friend Dan were wandering around Williamsburg, and we went to this gay bar. Well, it used to be a gay bar in our neighborhood. Now I think it's mostly straight. The Abbey, they had a giant 6-foot sub and all these mayonnaise-based sides. And so we decided to hang out for a while, but neither of us cared about the Super Bowl.
But that's what it's all about for you, right? It's that 6-foot sub and the mayo.
I love the 6-foot sub. I love mayo.
6-foot sub and mayo.
Mm-hmm.
There's something, there's
a little. I'm connected. Well, that's good. Women and gay men have something to get together for. Personally, being a Jew, I don't go for that mayo shit. It's goyish crap. I'm a mustard guy.
Yeah.
But I'm with you on the sub. And the wings. I like the wings.
Oh, yeah, the wings. Totally.
But, you know,
wings.
I can have wings any day of the year. So, Jerry, do you even know who's playing in the game today?
I learned that it was Patriots and Giants. So it's Boston versus New York/New Jersey.
Yes. It is
also
New Jersey.
Also, very bi-curious, this whole New Jersey-New York thing.
Oh, it's just New Jersey. If you go to the stadium in New Jersey, it's New Jersey.
Yeah,
I tend to agree, except the poor Jets have to share the stadium and are now like the redheaded stepchild.
Right? But
this is like sports politics.
But I read today that it's really a rivalry amongst chowders, Boston versus Manhattan chowder.
Oh, is that? Oh, it's a chowder. It's chowder ball.
Yes, chowder ball.
Are you going to be watching puppy ball?
You know, I...
Speechless.
My boyfriend is going to be watching this stupid game. I got him wireless headphones, though, for Christmas, which is like the best thing I ever bought myself, because there are these big things that he can put on, and I can't
that spirit
hear what
of Christmas
he's...
giving.
He actually requested them, because now he doesn't have to hear, turn it down.
You're so nice to your boyfriend. You bought him, like, masturbation toys and wireless headphones.
I know. And he didn't even like the masturbation toy.
You're headed for like self-obsolescence with these things.
What is this masturbation toy? I don't know about
this. It's the Tenga egg. I just thought it looked cool.
The cheap flesh jack.
Yeah.
It's See? Like... He's Flesh Jack. He got that.
Wow,
jack.
Yeah.
They're all over that shit. Do you guys review sex toys and out?
We don't. We don't go there, but we do get free samples sometimes.
Is there a big fight over them?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
What are you guys going
to do? But it's like a thing where you have to pretend like you're not interested, and then later in the day, maybe you'll secretly...
Slip it in a pocket.
Slip it
or in,
yes.
your giant bag.
Or in your giant bag.
So what's up with the war on Madonna?
I think that we're having a war on Gaga, so we're back to Madonna. It's like, go back to the original copycat.
Why are we warring on Gaga?
Because Gaga supposedly stole from Madonna, and Madonna finally admitted that she thinks that Born This Way is a copy of Express Yourself.
Yeah, reductive, I believe, was her word. But isn't Lady Gaga a very... I mean, she's so pro-gay, and the It Gets Better campaign, and her anti-bullying stuff. Right. Isn't that something that everyone should be embracing, and like, never mind her stupid pop
They
music?
Love that. They love it. I'm going to get in trouble just saying all of this, actually.
I love...
With
both,
whom?
I like both of them.
With the gays. They're going to come after me.
But you're like their leader.
I'm a foot soldier.
So, when are you guys going to do a football issue?
We did do a sports issue, actually, this last August, and we had Michael Irvin, who none of us knew who it was, but he is actually an NFL Hall of Famer, and he talked about his gay brother, and it was a huge deal, and people are still talking about it, and so we'll probably do another one. But this year is the Olympics, so we can have guys in Speedos.
Ooh, ice dancing.
Yeah. Well, no, that's winter.
Oh.
This will be summer.
Well, you said Olympics, and I'm just thinking, I'm just trying to connect the gay Olympic dots.
This will be, no, that's diving and swimming and all the gymnastics. And.
Are there any gay out football players? There aren't.
There aren't, no.
None.
No, but the rugby players are all coming out. Supposedly the butches sport around. They don't mind if you're
but
gay.
But don't they huddle in a scrum?
A scrum, which is one of the best words. The journal word of like 2010.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, football is the militaristic, you know, tough sport as opposed to baseball, which is like, actually, Jack, why don't you cue up that George Carlin routine? Why don't we play that right now, in fact? You know, the scrum and the huddle. But you guys have it wrong, you non-sports people.
What?
Not that I'm Mr. Sports.
Baseball is pastoral, 19th century. Football is technological, 20th century. Baseball is played on a diamond in a park, the baseball park. Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, War Memorial Stadium. In baseball, you wear a cap. In football, you wear a helmet. Baseball has a seventh inning stretch. Football has a 2-minute warning. Baseball has no time limit. We don't know how long it's going to last. We might have extra innings. Football is rigidly timed, and it will end even if we have to go to sudden death.
Yeah, I think, you know.
Football is based on downs. What down is it? Baseball is based on ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up.
I don't even get these jokes.
Well, you were the one who wanted to sing Take Me Out to the Ballpark in honor of the Super Bowl today.
Wow. The thing is that both of them are about really tight pants, because I didn't realize it. I never followed baseball. My favorite baseball team was the Blue Jays, because I thought I had the prettiest mascot and prettiest colors, and all my friends thought that was really gay.
It was. It's good.
And then my favorite football team was the Miami Dolphins, which is probably the gayest football team also.
They're like the lesbian football team, all the vibrators used to be dolphin shaped.
Well, Miami, isn't that where Anita Bryant, Florida Orange Juice, is from? I wanted to talk about Anita. I mean, we've come a long way from Anita Bryant, you know, fucking anti-gay cunt that she was, who was a former Miss America, and she had sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl, and of course she was the orange spokesman, and eventually was pied, sort of chased out of public life. And she, you know, she made all those pop records too, like really schmaltzy versions of the Battle Hymn of the Republic and all stuff. I mean, it's been a long way since she was sort of one of the faces of the NFL to Madonna.
Yeah, totally.
So,
but we're about to learn about Anita, by the way. There's going to be a TV show on HBO coming up, so everyone will have to remember Anita once again.
Is it about her?
Yeah.
Who's going to play her? Michael Douglas?
I don't know who's going to play her. I'll find out.
Oh, no, that's Liberace. Sorry. I got confused. Nope.
Your Liberace is going to get a resurgence,
I am so excited about the Liberace movie.
That.
I just saw Soderbergh's latest movie, Haywire, the other day, and what a piece of shit. I really, really want my money back. You know, he's got the lead woman is a genuine MMA star, but she can't act for shit.
But you just wanted to see her beat people up.
Yeah, but you know, I've seen chicks beat people. I don't even have to leave my house.
Probably
to do that.
Live that.
What's with him? Like his last movie, or not his last movie, but a few films ago, he had a real life quote unquote porn star. Sasha.
That was such a terrible movie.
Right. He loves making bad.
And
movies.
This is the idea. I'm over him. I'm filing him next to Spielberg.
You know that Soderbergh's younger brother's gay. He's a hairdresser in Atlanta. I'm friends with. So, there's always something gay I can slip into the conversation.
Well, obviously, well, it's good. We've got here our special guest today, Jerry Portwood, is the managing editor of Out Magazine.
But, okay, so Jerry, the tight pants in football,
oh, yeah.
I don't like them because they've got the padding around them.
Yeah, I know the padding,
them,
it's
and they make
confusing.
Everyone look chunky.
Oh, okay.
I like the soccer players' outfits better.
Oh,
even
yeah,
though
totally.
They're a little looser.
I was thinking about that. I was like, if soccer was cool when I was a kid, I probably would have kept playing.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot sexier and easier, and you didn't get all bruised. Mm-hmm. I was so nervous. You'd get so bruised, like people would gouge your eyes out. My mom had pads up and down my arms. It was like as many padding as you could have.
I'm picturing a little kid in A Christmas Story.
Exactly.
Who gets zipped into his suit.
It's exactly what it was. And then I hated that the sweat was in your... It's really the most uncomfortable
thing. But there
are
knee thing. Socks in soccer, right?
There are.
And you guys like that.
I do. I have some that I bought at American Apparel. They're great.
Spiro went as, what's his face, Dub Charney one year, and he had those on up to here in the snug gym shorts.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's quite the look.
That is quite the look.
Oh, yeah.
So what is the gayest of sports? I'm going to vote for my favorite, professional wrestling.
Yeah, totally.
You know,
yeah.
Half-naked men rolling around, sweating on each other.
Did a lot for me as a kid.
Men in tights.
Yeah.
But, I mean, professional wrestling really is the outlier sport. That's the sport for those of us who don't really like sports.
But you like baseball.
I do like baseball. And, you know, hey, look, I'm a straight dude, and I'm kind of hardwired to watch sports on TV. At some point, it's going to happen. But the truth is, I come from the same culture that we all did, that my friends are punk rockers and stoners and artists and freaks and... You know, there's that dichotomy of just not getting along with the jocks. I was never going to fuck a cheerleader. It was not going to happen.
I tried out for cheerleading.
And how'd that work out for you? Because you do have a lovely voice.
I can't do a cartwheel. I had a brief period of trying to fit in, and I tried out for cheerleading, which was a joke, and people laughed at me. Track, where I discovered you could take a little right turn and end up in a cemetery where you could smoke pot and then cut around and meet everyone. And basketball, which I was also not very good at. That's why I became punk rock.
Because, yeah.
Well, I think
it's... Because punk means you don't have to be good at anything. You just got to be into it.
I think it was that we all rebelled against team sports. It was
absolutely.
Like, you know, having to like be in a team and be part of the team. Although I was really into volleyball, but they didn't have volleyball, so I became the manager of the girls' volleyball team.
See, to me,
so
that...
did you have a lot of girls having huge crushes on you?
Yeah.
Because every girl totally. Fell in love with the gay guys in high school because they were normal. They were nice.
Yeah.
They would talk to you.
That
sounds like a good gig, though. How come I didn't have that sus? Manager of the girls' volleyball?
Well, that
thing?
Was the big thing when guys would call me a fag. I'm like, but I'm hanging out with all the girls. Don't you want to do that?
Yeah.
And that just proved their point even more than I... But I have, like, all these girls around me, yeah.
And that's good. That's nice. So, hey, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break. We're going to play the Madonna song that you love so much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, you sing? We sing along?
I don't even know the words.
You sing a little bit of it for us?
Get into the groove.
All right, we'll be right back with special punk rock guests Maureen
one.
And Blair,
okay.
Boozger, Reno. We're going to talk some more anti-Super Bowl noise here on the Mike and Judy Show, streaming live from Roberta's.
Cause it goes very fast. You know, they never last. No, no.
All right, we're back on the Mike and Judy Show on our anti-Super Bowl alternative programming joint, also known as our big gay Super Bowl party.
Judy, that was a great version of Express Yourself you sang over the break.
Did you like the dance number, too?
So good.
Sorry we're not on TV.
Everyone is.
Licking out of the kiddie bowl. I really brought it.
I can't wait for Kitten Ball, the halftime show of Puppy Ball today.
Oh.
That's a whole load of cute.
I live in Kitten Ball right now.
How's your new kitten?
So
how's Mitzi?
Cute.
How's Mitzi?
So cute.
Aww. So we've got a couple special guests call in. Our friends Maureen and Blair Buscarino, who today are having their traditional anti-Super Bowl party. You guys on the line?
I'm here. Maureen's in the kitchen right now. Oh, here she is.
All right, so what's going on? How long have you guys been having this party? I think this is a good wholesome thing, a good, dissent being American, a great American art form. How come we have an anti-Super Bowl party? What's wrong with you guys? Are you communists?
One wonders. I don't know. I've never been a football fan. And
so what are some of the activities you do?
About 21 years ago, the Fleshtones were playing the night before the Super Bowl at Maxwell's. And started talking to my friends, and we decided that we wanted something to do as well. So, about maybe 10 hours before the party, we organized a party.
The anti-Super Bowl party. I think, I always think with your party, it just speaks to the culture, as we were talking about before, of punks versus jocks.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's face it, almost all our friends, are people who hang out playing rock and roll, seeing rock and roll all the time, so... they've never really been huge football fans.
You're degenerate druggies.
Do you do that thing on the piece of poster board where people guess things?
Oh my god, the pool, the betting pool.
Yeah, the betting pool. Do you have a betting pool?
Oh no. Although I think Maureen wouldn't mind betting on a puppy bowl.
Yeah.
But cute.
She's a very big fan of puppy bowl.
And who doesn't like to make a poster?
Oh man.
I'd say most of our TV time, if any, ends up being some movie that somebody brings over. Best moment I think that happened with one of those was right as the movie ended and clicked back to TV, must have been about 30 seconds before suddenly there was a breast on live national TV, and we said, wow. We've been missing something.
Maybe there is something to this.
I saw that. I actually, I'm not an NFL fan, obviously. I'm not beyond, watching the game. I'm, straight dude that I am. Eventually, I am going to watch sports on TV. It doesn't horrify me. It doesn't confuse me as it does you, Judy. And I did actually catch the Janet Jackson thing live, and that was pretty good. What just happened? What the fuck?
But it was a little disappointing. People made such a big deal about it, and I was like, can't we have more nipple? I mean,
her nipple was awful looking. Yeah, remember that weird piercing?
Oh, God. I'm worth watching, although I don't think I want to see Madonna's breasts at this point.
Oh, no.
I bet they're in great shape.
I'm with it.
Jack does.
You'll look at any titty, even old lady titty.
Yeah, it's true.
They have been chewed on quite a bit.
I don't know.
You think she's, Jack, you think she's milfy?
I have to see what she looks like.
Her hair looks fantastic.
She goes back and forth, man. I don't know.
As long as she wears long sleeves.
Yeah, we don't want to see
the sinewy arms. It really is the arms.
It's frightening. I guess we just watched the video before here, which got panned universally here on the Mike and Judy Show.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Madonna fan either, so today's game really holds nothing for me. I don't like the NFL, and I don't like Madonna. But I will say that music is highly inappropriate for a 54-year-old woman.
I think it's highly inappropriate for anyone. I mean, it's a Super Bowl commercial with her name spelled out in it. It's terrible.
So, Blair, did you watch the Rolling Stones at least when they played it at halftime, or the Who?
Oh yeah, we've watched some of the halftime shows. I mean, the Stones, the Who. We watched Tom Petty. Did you notice on the Tom Petty one, like there was an arrow sort of piercing the heart that kind of looked like a penis coming in?
Dude, the whole thing is about penises. Hasn't anyone figured that out yet? I mean, Prince and his purple penis guitar, and it's everything is about penises.
It's the ultimate moment for subversive action. I mean, that's actually, we should all be supporting it so that we could get on there and make something crazy happen for millions of Americans in the world.
I mean, but rock and roll is just a big phallic, big phallic thrusting motion in the face of America. So on that level, I'm for it.
Do you think there would have been as much of a brouhaha if we had seen, like, Justin Timberlake's scrotum instead of...
Yes.
Yeah?
Well, okay.
Sorry, yeah. Mike. Did I just put
I had never thought about Justin Timberlake's scrotum until just now.
So you say. Well, you know, I think we should at least wait till he's 18 and then whip it out.
No, we're not talking about Bieber. We're talking about Timberlake. You don't even know your pop icons.
Oh, my.
And wouldn't that have been dick out of the box?
I don't find Justin Timberlake does seem like a preteen to me, though.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't.
But you like skinny hipsters.
I like.
Those fighting words.
I do. I like.
She said it many times.
Yeah, like that skinny hipster boyfriend of yours.
Okay, he's a beefy Greek, but he was a lot skinnier when we started seeing each other. But yeah, I have a type.
So you guys, I'm guessing you guys aren't going to be tuning into Madonna out there at your party today.
I hope not. I mean, who knows? Somebody may sneak off to another television. It's always possible.
And you allow that sort of behavior? That sort of,
well, yeah. MIA is going to be there, but, and she used to be badass.
It's funny. I do have the main television, which is one of those TVs that has yellow. And a friend asked if he could possibly watch Madonna on it. I'm like, no.
What is yellow?
No Madonna on the yellow television.
What does that mean?
You know the George Takei commercial with the TV that has four colors?
Ah,
it has yellow.
Just not
green, blue, yellow. And he wants to see Madonna with yellow. And
Madonna with yellow.
How old is this TV?
No, this is fairly new.
Oh,
but it has yellow.
I don't know TV. Yellow. So
I just want to say I like it when you said MIA is badass. Because I like it when gay guys say badass.
Oh, we're not allowed to say badass.
No, it's good. It's good. Oh. It's good. It's just not all that convincing. All right, well, listen, we wish we could be there with you. We're having a party here. Thank you for being part of this, because it's nice to know that we are part of the I think 110 million Americans are going to watch the Super Bowl today. We're one of the 190 million, although Jerry's looking for a TV to watch Madonna on, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking I might have to go to one of the gay sports bars, but those places scare
the
me.
Gay so. Sports bars? There is such a thing?
Of course.
There's two.
You could say that all sports bars are a little gay.
Yeah, no, there's
this
one
round
called,
goes. This round goes to Judy.
There's one called Gym and there's one called Boxers.
Oh, I just talked to somebody who went to a party at Boxers and thought it was named after the dog.
No.
It's a gay sports bar.
Yeah.
And the bartenders were boxer shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. And what kind of sports do they show there?
That's a good call. I don't actually.
Ice dancing?
No. I'm sure they'll show the Super Bowl today.
Yeah, they will. They'll
dudes are dudes.
Yeah, exactly.
Dudes are dudes.
And they want to see Madonna.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, Blair. Glad to have you on the Mike and Judy show. Have fun. Rock and roll, you guys. Yeah, the halftime show really is still like I just don't get it. To me, it's still that great disconnect. You're, you know, like or hate football, whatever. Here's this great drama being unfolded, and it's people, you know, crunching heads and helmets colliding. And then all of a sudden, we're going to stop to have a pop concert?
But that's the same even in high school or college. I mean, you have the band go out, or you have the glee club or whatever do something, and it's always a little bit.
Yeah, but it seems a little bit more connected to the game, and then it's like rah, 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 and there's a marching
band. And everyone's
band.
Part of the school.
Yeah.
Madonna's not part of the Patriots or the Giants.
I've never actually been to a pep rally, because when I was in high school, that was like the way things sort of moved. That was, you could like easily ditch right then, because it was sort of like this thundering herd of students headed towards the auditorium for a pep rally, which I never really understood anyway, and I wasn't going to get down with rooting for the football team, and that's just with the sharp right turn of the woods, and that's where we go get stoned.
Yeah,
that was always
I like the sharp right turn. I don't think I...
You did... I mean, I would
I never found the sharp right turn.
Well, we had two cemeteries conveniently located, which were the best places to lose your virginity or smoke pot.
This is true. I would say, on the list of best places where you could lose your virginity or smoke pot, cemetery's got to be number one or two.
Cemetery has all those different surfaces you could, you know, they're like a bunch of sex swings, sort of, stationary, but...
Oh, do tell, Judy.
Never mind.
I did hate the pep rally. The pep rally is like, you're going to force me to be happy and love the school. I don't know. It was
look, I don't like people who liked high school.
Right.
You know, those are not my kind
exactly.
of people.
Yeah.
I still, you know, if I ever see my high school, I still want to kind of like burn the whole fucking place down.
Totally.
You know? I figure that's why they make it out of like, you know, poured cement and like steel, so I can't set it on fire. God, high school is just like jail for teenagers.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like mind programming.
Unfortunately, my last high school I went to was the winningest football team in the country. They used that
the
word.
Meanest guys,
they
probably.
Were. Is winningest actually? I never thought
winningest.
It was.
Yeah, winningest.
Okay,
is right.
Well, it was the winningest team
and losingest too.
It was. So football was a huge deal, and I didn't really get into it. But I did make friends with the cheerleaders because they dated the football and baseball players, and they protected me from getting beat up.
You see, what I needed was a gay wingman.
Yeah, you do. You still do.
Absolutely. if I knew then what I know now. So, Jerry, there are no gay football players? I don't believe it.
There's no out gay football players.
There's an out NBA player, or he was an ex-NBA player.
They always seem to come out after because it's safer.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, imagine these guys are all on steroids and stuff. You don't want to be like the gay dude in the locker room.
And the locker room is the sexiest place. I could never do sports for that reason.
Because you must get boners. Exactly. I mean, girls could go in there and nobody would notice if you got a wet on, but...
Is that what we call it?
Well, I mean, I get that. I suppose having a openly gay athlete showering with the other guys might make some of the straight guys...
I don't think most gay dudes are going to go for football players anyway. They're mostly ugly. Football players are unattractive.
I think you're painting with a pretty broad brush there. Now, what about like Tom Brady and that other fellow, the quarterbacks? Those are certainly some hunky guys.
I guess Tom Brady's good looking.
Did he want to pray?
Oh yeah, I wanted to.
We're gonna have group pray before
Giselle, who's married, or
you got some like hallelujah music or something back there, Jack?
Tom Brady. She sent out a heartfelt prayer to her family. My sweet friends and family. I can't do a Brazilian accent. This Sunday will be a very important...
It's okay, Madonna can't do a British accent either.
She's dropped it.
Will be a really important day in my husband's life. I feel Tommy really needs our prayer, our support, and love at this time. I ask all of you to join me on this positive chain and pray for him so he can feel confident, healthy, and strong. Envision him happy and fulfilled, experiencing with his team a victory this Sunday.
That was very beautiful. All right, Jack, turn it up. Once again, it's been the fastest half hour on the internet. It's been the Mike and Judy super gay, super stupor bowl party and fiesta. You guys want to have some pizza?
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Blair.
Thanks for calling in. Judy, thanks for singing for us.
Next week, I'm not practicing to do my Christina Martinez for next week.
Next week is Valentine's Day, and our special guests are John Spencer and his beautiful wife, Christina Martinez, is going to play the newlywed game. You won't want to miss it. So for Mike and Judy and Jerry, it's Mike Edison here from Roberto's on the Heritage Radio Network. See you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.
I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.